Father, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you this day. Render my spirit the spirit of the living God, giving thanks and praise to your name for the Holy Spirit indwelling in my life in full measure because of the work of redemption. God, as we continue to study your word in regards to giving, may that light illuminating our soul liberate us and make us be generous in our giving and thanks towards God in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow, thank you so much for a great sessions we are having, and we are learning so much about giving. It's one of the topics that I have been so hesitant. I didn't see myself do this, but I sat somewhere in a session and I was liberated, I was delivered. And reading Acts chapter 2, verse 41 to 45, I see that it is out of teachings when they gave themselves the apostles' doctrine in breaking of bread and prayers that these people gave generously, sold possessions. And that indicates to us that giving is a critical aspect of doctrine. Without that aspect, we are not actually reflecting the nature or the character of God. In John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. There's a love that compels you to give sacrificially, and that is now giving. You know, amazing part is today I want us to dwell to this word called tithe, tithing under the law of Moses. I'm working, just bear with me. Too much content, too much explanation to be done. I'm trying to make it as simple as I can based on our level. And as we grow, we shall go to those gigantic and bigger words, Greek, Hebrew words. But we are growing at the pace of our today. And I pray that this has been a blessing and will always be a blessing. Listen and re-listen again. When it's not making sense, listen again. It will finally make sense. Now, the very first we hear the word tithe, it is used outside the book of Genesis. And the very first time we hear the word tithe, it's outside the book of Genesis. And it's in the book of Leviticus 27. You find in verse, I'll start from verse 31. And if a man will at all redeem aught of his tithe, he shall add there unto the fifth part thereof. Verse 30 says, and all the tithe of the land where of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree is the Lord's, is holy unto the Lord. And if any man will at all redeem aught of his tithe, he shall add there unto a fifth part of it. And concerning the tithe of the herd or of the flock, even of whatsoever passeth under the road, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord. He shall not search whether it be good or bad, neither shall he change it. And if he change it at all, then both it and the change thereof shall be holy. He shall not be redeemed. Look at this. I want you to observe clearly. This is where the Levitical instructions are given towards tithing. Observe where the tithe was from. It says, the tithe will be of the seed of the land, fruit of the tree, of the herd, or of the flock. There's no reference at all to money, but to food alone. So it is tithe of the seed of the land, the fruit of the tree, the herd of the flock, or the flock, that is. So in Deuteronomy 12, verse 17, you might not eat within thy gates the tithe of your corn, or of your wine, or of your oil, or the firstlings of your herds, or thy flock, nor any of your vows which you have vowed, nor your farewell offerings, heave offering of your hand. Look at this. The tithing was also concerning the corn, the wine, the oil, the firstlings of the herds of flocks. And these things are given as a tithe and not money, all of which are food and edibles. In Nehemiah 13:5, and he had prepared for him a great chamber where aforetime they laid the meat offerings, the franchise, the frankincense and the vessels and the tithes of the corn, the new wine, the oil, which was commanded to be given to the Levites and the singers and the porters and the offerings of the priest. So in this context, the tithe is of the corn, the new wine, and the oil, all edible things. He repeats the same in verse 12. Then of Nehemiah chapter 13. Then brought all Judah the tithe of the corn, the new wine, the oil, and the treasuries. We shall look at other references, and when you look at Deuteronomy 14:23, you'll find also he's mentioning the same. He says, "You shall eat before the Lord thy God the tithe of thy corn of one, and of thine oil, and the firstlings of the house, and of thy flock, that you mayest learn to fear the Lord thy God always. You eat so that you may learn to fear the Lord always." This shows that the tithe was to be eaten. This explains why the tithe was given in edibles or food form. They gave wine, coin, things that were eatable so that they might have food for them to eat. First Samuel 8:15. And he will take the tenth of your seed and your vineyards and give to the officers and to the servants. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your godliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. He will take the tenth of your sheep and you shall be his servants. So the prophet spoke concerning seeds, produce of the vineyard, and sheep. In Malachi 3:10, a common word, 3:10, bring ye all tithe into the storehouse that they may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out the blessing, that there shall be no room enough to receive it. The reason the tithe was to be brought was so that there will be meat, or there will be food in the house, which was the temple. And the reason for the tithe was that the food that is brought is edible. What we've looked in the previous Deuteronomy 14:23, it was so that it's edible. The reason for the tithe was this: it implies that it was given as an edible offering, a tithe, a tenth of what is eaten, the wine, the coin, the flock, or the herds. Deuteronomy 26:12, when you have made an end of tithing all the tithes of thine increase in the third year, which is the year of tithing, and has given it unto the Levite, the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, that they may eat within the gates and be filled. Again, the essence of the tithe was so that those listed above will have what to eat. When he says that my stomach had food. Nehemiah 10:37. Sorry, I'm reading a lot of scriptures. Just walk with me. And that we should bring the fruits of our dove and offerings and the fruit of all manner of trees and of wine of oil unto the priest, to the chambers of the house of our God, and the tithes of our ground unto the Levites, that the same Levites might have the tithes in all the cities of our village. So the tithes of the ground will have to do with the yields of the ground, and this is in relation to farming. In the third year, he says, and you shall bring the first fruit of a dove and the offerings of all the manner of fruits of wine and of oil unto the priest, to the chambers of the house of our God, and the tithes of the ground unto the Levites, the same Levites might have the tithe in all cities of your village. Let's look at 2 Chronicles 3:15. And as soon as the commandment came abroad, the children of Israel brought in abundance the first fruits of corn, wine, and oil, and honey, and all of the increase of the field, and the tithe of all things brought they in abundantly. And concerning the children of Israel and Judah that dwelt in the city of Judah, they also brought the tithe of oxen and sheep, and the tithe of the holy things which were animals. Oxen and sheep were also included in the tithe. So from the analysis of the text, where the tithe or tithing under the law was mentioned, it is clear that it was a reference to food, animals, or things that are edible. It was not concerning money. Not once did anyone give money, neither were they asked to. In other words, the tithe or tithing under the law was never money. It was always food. It was so that food, there might be food for food in store. Malachi 3:10. You shall bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. There might be meat in my house. So it is important to know that from the law side, it was way of providing food in the storehouse for the Levites and the priests to have something to eat. And also, there's a moment where they ate together. They brought tithe and ate before the Lord so that they can fear. They can have holy fear of the Lord. That was the intention. Look at Lord Jesus, who is actually saying something very, very, very important. Matthew 23:23. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and arise and cummings, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. This ought you have to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Look at these three things. He said they pay tithe of mint, arise, and cummings. He also said they omitted weightier matters of the law. So this word mint is used in different places in Luke 11:42 and Matthew 23:23. It is a word that implies a sweet scented plant which is used to cook. It's like peppermint to give a smell. And when you look at that, you find that the tithe or the tithing under the law referred to food, animals, ingredients of food, and not money. Tithe was not of money, but of edibles. This was the commandment given by the law of Moses. When Jesus says the weightier matters, he implies that these are grave or grievous. It has more consequences than tithe. These are things it could also be equated to judgment or punishment. Jesus had used the same word in Matthew 23:4, for they bind heavy burdens. That word heavy burdens and grievous to be borne. It was to show how heavy, how grievous it is to miss on some things, and it is more heavier, it is more consequential than missing to pay tithe. In Acts 20:29, for I know this, that my depart shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. So here he's saying that there's a consequence. Paul is using that grievous is still heavier, weightier. There are people who will come and squander because of the actions. So when you look at that, you find that there are things that if we look at tithing in a critical way, if tithing or the tithe as stipulated by the law of Moses was concerning edibles and not money, the first question that readily comes to the mind is, did Moses ask them to give tithe because money was not being spent? Definitely not, because when you look at different pages of the book of law, that is the book of Moses, Leviticus 27, the book of Genesis, the word money is used several times, and they will find that there's a lot of gold, silver that was used. So it was not a substitution for money. In the Old Testament books of the Bible, the word money was mentioned 117 times, while we see money also mentioned in the four Gospels. So you find that it is not because there was no money, it's just because that was the instruction to have the edibles, the food, in the house of the Lord. Because money was used to purchase land, man was given as atonement money, and it was not tithe When you look at Numbers 3, verse 48, and thou shalt give the money where the odd number of them is to be redeemed unto Aaron, unto his son. So it was like an atonement act. Money, again, money here was used for redemption and was called redemption money in Numbers 3:47. In Exodus 30:15 is where it is used as atonement. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel when they give an offering unto the Lord to make an atonement for your souls. In money was used in different areas in the scripture. It was used to pay court fines in different places when you read. So it was not because money was not there. It was just because God instructed. The instruction of Moses was for food, the edible, things that are edible, so that they might be meat in the house of God. And that meat you find is the sacrifices, the burnt offering. It was food, and it all begins burnt offering. The priests have to be eat. The people were serving in the temple, in the tabernacle, have to eat. So that food was intentionally brought to them, and for food to be in the house of the Lord. Another question will come: did Moses ask them to give tithe of the edibles only because their occupation was only farming? And we need to ask ourselves: were all Jews farmers? Shows you that is something that you need to think. Were they all farmers? They were also traders. There are people who are doing trade with different tribes here and there. Not because they are farmers, they are just businessmen. Jews in the Bible had the occupation which were different from farming. Look at this, 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 13. And you will take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks and to be bakers. Their occupation was cooks and bakers. That means there were people whose profession was to cook and those whose profession was to bake. Exodus 38, 23. And with him was Aholiab, son of Ahismach, of the tribe of Dan, the graver and cunning workman, and embroider in blue and in purple and scarlet and fine linen. These were embroideries people. They were doing different profession. So you can't just say all the Jews were farmers. That is why they were all asked to bring tithe as food. So it is important. There were also soldiers. There were bodyguards. There were creditors. When you read the book of Acts chapter 18, Paul and Aquila were tent makers. So there were different professions yet the tithe was not money. The tithe was food, livestock, edible things, and in no time was the money used as tithe. So, and this is not because they were farmers, and it's not because there was no money. Rather, this was a requirement under the law of Moses, and this law had a commandment for men to give tithe. And what was given in the Old Testament in the four Gospels were food, livestock, edible, and money. I want you to know that. So there were different kinds of tithe. Number one, the tithe was the Lord's tithe. Numbers 18:20, and the Lord spoke unto Aaron, thou shalt have no inheritance in their land, neither shalt thou have any part among them. I am thy part and thy inheritance among the children of Israel. And behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tenth in Israel for an inheritance for their service which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. So the Levites, what are the Levites' occupation or assignment or agenda was to serve. They were not to work, but to get a tenth of the inheritance from other tribes. On the commandment, was for the other tribes to give Levites cities to live in. So it was a law that was passed for the Levites to have food. Levites are those tribes that they had priests amongst them, but not all of them were priests, but a tenth. The Lord's tenth. You can see Joshua 2:1-3 up to verse 4. You can look at Numbers 35:7-8. You can look at Numbers 18:8-12. You'll find this, that
the Lord's tithe was because the Levites were priests serving the Lord. That is a very important. So this type of tithe is referred to as the Lord's tithe, Malachi 3:10. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that they may be meat in my house, and prove me now here, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall be no room enough to receive it. So the tithe are brought to the cities and not to the cities and not to the temple. Hence, this is different from the one in Malachi. In Malachi, it was to the temple. There were tithes that were brought to the city. In Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 37. And this was specifically brought to the temple. And that is why it was called the Lord's tithe. The Lord's tithe. And that goes to the storehouse. And there's food for the Levites. And those are able to feed. Number two, I want us to look at the festival tithe. This is a tithe that was eaten by all Israelites. In Deuteronomy 22, chapter 12, you find that, read the book of Deuteronomy chapter 12. This was the tithe that was eaten by the Israelites. The person who eats this tithe is the person who owns the increase. They all brought this particular tithe to Jerusalem to eat. This tithe is also at 10%, and it was not given to the Levites or the priests. The people were to eat and rejoice. So it was intentional. They were to eat and rejoice. Deuteronomy 14:22. You shall truly tithe all the increase and thy seed, that the field brighten forth year by year. And thou shalt eat before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose to place his name there. The tithe of thy corn, thy wine, thy oil, and the firstlings of herd and the flocks. And thou mayest learn to fear the Lord thy God always. And if there be any too long. So it was a practice that was repeated. The tithe was to be eaten in the temple, after which they were to rejoice. He says they have to rejoice. They have to rejoice. So it was important to note that there was a festive tithe, where on the third year they collect all the tithe, bring, and they eat before the Lord as they rejoice. So in the law of Moses, we look at these two kinds of tithe practice, and each was 10%. This makes a total of 20% in tithe, one for the Levites and the other to be eaten by the people themselves. So they were not mixing. There was just specific for Levites and another one for festive tithe. There's a tithe for the poor, Deuteronomy 14:28, and the end of 3 years, thou shalt bring forth all thy tithe and thy increase the same way, and shall lay it out within the gates, and the Levite, because he has no part in nor inheritance with thee, and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow which are within thee shall come and shall eat and be satisfied, that the Lord thy God might bless thee in all the work and in thy hand which you do. So the tithe was of the poor, strangers, orphans. It was done once in every 3 years. It was towards helping, meeting the needs of the poor. Deuteronomy 26, you'll also see that in verse 10 to 15. It implies that they are to give a total of 10% in 3 years. So on a yearly basis, it will be 3.33%. So that in total, we see three kinds of tithe under the law, and all were food. None was monetary. The first two were done yearly, making a total of 20% yearly, while the third type of tithe was done every 3 years, making a total percent of 30% after every year of tithing. And these tithes stipulated in the law of Moses, they had to be carried out in a certain way that was instructed. There was an instruction on how they should be carried. So there are very important facts to note when it comes to the way tithing was practiced under the law of Moses. So today I just want you to know that the tithing that was under the law of Moses, the festival tithe, the Lord's tithe, and the tithe to the poor, those three were tithed but were not monetary, not because there was no money, nor because the Jews were farmers. It was just an instruction for the edible things to be available in the house of the Lord so that they may be meat, they may be food. And we've seen Malachi 3:10 was a Levitical, was the tithe unto the Lord, the Levite's tithe. Then there's a festive tithe where they are eating together and they rejoice thereafter so that God can bless their land. And they are eating in a specific place where they are eating before the Lord as an honored way of fearing God and celebrating God for what they have done. This where the fatherless, the poor, every third year by the gates, their tithe is laid so that these poor can come and also feed, pick what they need. So it is important to know that the tithing aspect was on edible food, and it was an instruction by Moses to the house of to the children of Israel, the Levites, because their main agenda was to serve in the courts, to serve in the temple. Number two is because that festival celebrating what the Lord has done and rejoicing after eating. Number three is feeding the poor. Now, tomorrow let's look at the instructions that were given on how the tithe should be. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for every listener. God, as they read and study this word, may it work for them. In Jesus' name, amen.